We are gathered here this morning to talk about Holy Trinity, because this is the marking of a transition in the church year from the first half of the church year, which is the stories of Jesus, to now the second half of the church year, which we affectionately call ordinary time or the time of the church. And so the second half of the church year that'll go all the way through Christ the King, usually right around Thanksgiving, before we get out the Advent wreath again and celebrate Advent, is what many people call ordinary time, or the Sundays after Pentecost. But it is a time of the church, and the time when we disciples celebrate the Spirit that has descended to us and empowers us to go and be the church in the world. And so to start that, just as we start all of our worship services, the Feast of Holy Trinity kicks off that time. Now, that may be inconsequential, and I remember growing up that Holy Trinity was the Sunday that I tried to miss church, because my pastor growing up used to make us say the Athanasian Creed, which, if you remember, in the green book went on for like 4 pages. And Pastor Fred used to say, well, you need to say it once a year, because it's like cod liver oil and it does your faith life good. Well, I'm not going to subject any of you to saying the Athanasian Creed, but it is really important to think about why we gather in worship and to name God. And so it's really super important that at the very beginning of our worship service, you may not even notice this, but every Sunday we start by naming why we are here. We are here to worship God, who is Father, Son, and Spirit. We are here to celebrate the magnificence of God, and to name that right up front. And as we go throughout the year and have different liturgies, we come up with all kinds of different ways to name what God does and celebrate the expansiveness of God's name. And so sometimes you'll see that in different ways to name the different parts of the Trinity. Because if you go all the way back to the story of Moses and the burning bush, Moses had a hard time naming God too, right? The voice that came from the bush told Moses that he was going to go to dear old Pharaoh and talk about liberation and freedom and release from captivity. And Moses goes, all right, well, voice, if you want me to go tell Pharaoh, the most powerful man in all of Mesopotamia, that you would like them to be released, I need to tell them who you are. And if you remember the story, and if you studied Hebrew, you know that the words that come back are, I am. I am. You go tell Pharaoh, I am. What? But that's not a noun. You want me to go tell Pharaoh, I am, a verb. So there's something very fundamental about the nature of God, even that goes all the way back into the Hebrew scriptures, that God is something other than a name. And here on Trinity Sunday, we celebrate that mystery of God who dances between Father and Spirit and Son, and dances around in our lives, creating and sustaining, redeeming and empowering us in this mystical union that we cannot explain or grasp or hold. And so for me, the language that is captured in the story of Moses in the bush gets closer to the understanding of a God who is action, the creator, the sustainer, the pain bearer, the one who has the ability to sustain relationships in our world. So one of the fundamental truths that we celebrate about God in the Trinity is that God is relationships, and God is in this beautiful network of people that surround us in our lives and in our walk of faith. That as we come to know God and the Son and the Spirit working in our lives of faith, we come to understand God better and more deeply. And so some of that work and understanding of getting in relationship with God and each other and this world is often verbing things, that we engage in service to others as a way to understand God, who is three in one and one in three. that there is a lot that God does in our world, and that God's very nature is to be, and to be animating and creating and sustaining. And so we look for God in those relationships in our world. Now, in our gospel lesson today, Nicodemus was searching for that understanding of God too. He was reaching and not necessarily grasping the things that Jesus was telling him, talking about being born from above and receiving the Spirit. And Nicodemus just struggled to understand that. And maybe we do too, in trying to articulate and understand our relationship with God that is beyond all knowing and all understanding. That what Nicodemus was struggling to see, Jesus so beautifully explained to him. That if you want to understand what it means to be in the kingdom of God or the dominion of God or trying to understand how God works in the world, then you need to know this. For God so loved the world. See, Jesus takes that incredibly complex understanding of the Trinity and this whole born from above and boils it down to this. God is love. And so when we look at the God who is I am, the God who is the verb in the world, it's love. It's love in our relationships and with one another and active in the world, that we come to understand God who is creator, sustainer, and life giver. It is in the understanding of God's love for us and for this world that we come to a more full understanding of God's very nature. And so I think it's amazing that so many people recount John 3:16 as a favorite passage of Scripture, because I think if the world understood the God who is love in more profound ways, maybe this world would get a little more like the kingdom of God. Because when we recognize the Spirit's empowering us to be that loving presence in the world, well, then we have the very power of the triune God behind us. And we can do incredible things to love the world back to life, just as Jesus loved the world back to life from the cross, so that the grave would no longer have us bound, but that we might celebrate life in abundance. So last Sunday on Pentecost, we celebrated that same amazing and empowering Spirit descending on us. And today we claim the fact that we too have been made in the image of the verb who is love. We, God bearers in the world, are sent to love others and to show that people's relationship to God in the image of God is something that is incredible and holy. And so we too say, here I am, when God asks us to go into the world, to recognize that holy privilege, to be part of the dancing work of the Trinity in the world. And so as we look into ordinary time, we will celebrate all the different ways that we as the disciples dance in the dance of the Trinity with Father and Spirit and Son, God's mysteries surrounding our whole lives long, celebrating God's love for us and for each other, which holds us in the midst of things we cannot understand. We can understand love, love that looks like Jesus, who lovingly reaches out to us all. Amen.